1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 26th day of April for 2018. Well, the Amador School Board received an update on the school district's construction project at their meeting last night. New bleachers have been installed at both Amador and Argonaut High School gyms. The new bleachers hold many improvements over the old ones, but the overall number of seats will be reduced. For example, it was revealed last night that Argonaut has lost 150 seats, which could present a problem for both the school-wide assembly and the Amador-Argonaut big game. Work has begun on the construction of a new track also at Argonaut, and construction is midway on the new culinary building at the school. The solar panels in the Argonaut parking lot are now online, and the school's solar farm just west of the varsity softball field is expected to go online after inspection next week. Work continues on the solar panels at Amador High. In other business last night, the school board approved a revision to the school district's graduation requirements. The change will widen the definition of the classes that will meet either vocational education or career technical education. The definitions and classifications of these types of classes have changed in recent years, and that change would have prevented students from graduating. The board also approved making an application to the state to charter an adult education school. The school would use classrooms and other facilities at Independence High School.
Well, late Wednesday afternoon, the Amador School District received an anonymous threat specific to Jackson Junior High School. According to Superintendent of Schools Amy Slavinsky, law enforcement determined the threat was not credible, but security at the school is being increased today as a precautionary measure in cooperation with Jackson Police Department. Now, school will be in session as usual today at Jackson Junior High. No other info was released by the district as to the threat and how it was delivered. Now, earlier this month, the Calaveras Unified School District received a series of threats from a worldwide hacking organization threatening harm to students and teachers. That threat, too, was determined a hoax.
Well, the Kit Carson Mountain Men Days of 49 wagon train hits the trail today. The Living History display features dozens of real covered wagons led by horses along with outriggers and riders. The group will start today in Plymouth, take a trip around the Shenandoah Valley, then back to the fairgrounds for an evening of fun and entertainment and a delicious barbecue dinner. You're invited to join them. There's no charge for the entertainment, but there will be a slight charge for the barbecue. Then tomorrow, they'll set off for Sutter Creek, and they'll end the evening at the Italian Picnic Grounds with another night of square dancing, music, entertainment, and a great barbecue. Saturday, it's on to Jackson. Saturday evening, there'll be entertainment at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater, and then the Wagon Train Parade on Sunday in Jackson.
Well, the La Contenta Golf Club in Valley Springs recently announced they've reopened as a full-service golf and entertainment facility. The golf property, purchased earlier this year by Gentium Golf, an Amador County company that owns a number of Jackson properties. A spokesperson for Gentium told KVGC the focus during the past few months to build a business model that has self-sustaining revenue. The new ownership group is focused on a complete facility remodel, including new golf shop, event center, and banquet facility, as well as an upgraded restaurant. The golf course and associated facilities were closed last December after a reported loss of $1 million in operating revenue.
And Calaveras County law enforcement is seeking the public's help to catch a car thief. According to reports, just before 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, the owner of a 2006 BMW 325i reported his car was missing from his home's garage along the 600 block of Gardner Lane and Angels Camp. The man told officers that when he left for work early that morning, the vehicle was in the garage with the door shut. When he returned several hours later, the door was open and the car was gone. The missing vehicle is a black four-door sedan with California license plate 6MZJ244. Detectives caution the public not to approach or detain the occupants of the vehicle. Instead, contact the Calaveras Sheriffs or the Angels Camp Police.
And this Friday marks the fifth anniversary of Amador College Connect, founded by the Amador Community College Foundation back in 2013 as the Amador Learning Center to address the lack of opportunities for higher education in the county. The agency was rebranded in 2016 as Amador College Connect. Amador County, one of two counties in the state that is outside a community college district, so ACC collaborates with distance learning programs at three California community colleges, and in 2017 started a collaboration with Arizona State University Online to offer four-year undergraduate as well as graduate degrees. Well, American River Bank will mark the occasion with the presentation of a $6,000 check to support College Connect's continued success in making higher education and workforce training more accessible. Earlier this month, the Amador County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution celebrating College Connect's mission of providing accessible educational opportunities.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.